After our recent election, there was a lot of discussion about whether religion might have been a factor in the coalition victory. Not a decisive issue, more subterranean. Now Canada's heading to a federal election and religion's become an issue there too. The large province of Quebec has legislated for restrictions on the wearing of certain religious symbols in public institutions. Michael Higgins ran two universities in Canada and he's now a professor of religion in Connecticut.
The current premier of the province, who's in the tradition of populism that you see in various parts of Europe and in the United States, a man by the name of François Legault, and his party very much took up the case for a greater application of laïcité or laïcisation in the public forum. And so they introduced this bill called Bill 21, which actually restricts the wearing of religious garb in those who exercise civil servant obligations. For instance, teachers, people working in the government, judges, prison guards, police officers and whatnot, they will not be able to carry the kirpan or wear the turban if they're Sikhs, for instance. If they're Jews, they cannot wear the yarmulke or the kippah when they're performing these things in their public vein. Christians, of course, would not be able to have ostentatious display of the cross. And, of course, the primary subject of this legislation is clearly the growing Muslim community in Quebec, because the niqab, the hijab, and the burqa will all be banned for those who are exercising very particular public duties or obligations in the state.
And Michael, it is very much inspired, I think, by the French law. And of course, Quebec itself, a French-speaking province, is it simply a matter of an extension of French culture?
I think that's part of it for sure, because of course they have a different legal system. Their language, of course, is French, and they often look to France in the same way that the English part of the country had traditionally looked to Britain as the mother country. Now, this has very much changed. These are much more cosmopolitan, multicultural societies now, and the two founding ethnicities and sovereignties, of course, are much reduced in terms of their national significance. But it is very clear that in this instance, they have taken into instruction from France and also in part from Denmark and from Germany, which have also introduced legislation that has restricted the wearing of religious garb and performance of specific public duties. Now, here's some of the difficulties that arise with this, Andrew. The law is grandfathered. So, for instance, if you are a grade 2 teacher at a public school, or a Catholic school for that matter, and you wear the hijab, that's fine. You can continue to do so as long as your position remains exactly what you currently have. If that position were to change, you were to become, for instance, a vice principal or a principal, a director or whatever, you were being promoted, then the law would apply.
Yeah.
So there is a grandfathering period in here. It's difficult to see how that could make it any easier. It just seems to me to make complex legislation even more complex.
One of the fascinating things that you point out in your recent piece for Commonweal is that while this is seen as emulating sort of modern secular France, laïcité, Quebec itself is an interesting province because it was the most religious part of Canada. And I think indeed, correct me if I'm wrong, it gave certain privileges to the Catholic Church.
Absolutely. And in some degree, the current legislation has to be put in the context of what has happened in contemporary Quebec. You're right. Quebec was homogeneously Catholic, profoundly Catholic. It produced more vocations and missionaries than any other jurisdiction outside of Ireland. It was comprehensively Catholic, and clerics ran all the services, social services, hospitals, universities, Collège Classique, everything. And then around 1959, there began changes in Quebec culture, and throughout the 60s, we have something that we call the Quiet Revolution, or Révolution Tranquille, which resulted in the rapid, accelerated secularization of these hitherto Catholic institutions. What people sometimes don't understand, of course, is that many of the people involved in the change were clerics themselves, who actually took a progressive view. The majority of the church, of course, saw it as loss And now what you have is a very humbled church in Quebec, the lowest attendance of Catholic practice in the country, incredible hemorrhaging of the Catholic identity. The only signs of the Catholic presence in the province are really vestigial, the names of streets, churches everywhere, of course, none of those have changed. You can detect in Quebec now not so much an anti-Catholic impulse. That doesn't exist anymore. It's that anger has long been sated or expressed. What you have now is indifference. None of the Quebecers, including committed, believing Catholics, want to return to that earlier time. What there is a nascent anxiety in certain quarters within the Quebec community that any privileging of religion will result in the recovery of the old order, or alternatively, deep anxiety over the emergent in Quebec society of new immigrant communities that are not coming from traditionally Christian jurisdictions or countries, and therefore creating a new and ever-changing flux in the political and social reality of Quebec.
You're facing a federal election in the next couple of months there in Canada. How is this ban on religious dress in certain public sector agencies and jobs playing out in a federal election?
That's an excellent question, and it is problematic. Many people are disturbed by the fact that the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who's a native Montrealer and whose father had been Prime Minister of Canada, has publicly attacked the legislation at the time it was being formulated and going through its various public hearings. But he has been very silent since the passing of the bill, and there is no question that this is for political reasons. He doesn't want to alienate Quebec. It's very likely that he will move from a majority government to a minority government, and as a consequence, he would need to depend very heavily on the large Quebec constituencies to either maintain his current leadership of a majority government or at least sustain him in negotiating for a minority government should the latter collapse. But it is interesting that just in the last week, the Council of the Federation, which is the gathering of all the premiers of the Canadian provinces, plus the leaders of the territories, made it very clear their level of discomfiture with the Quebec legislation and that they weren't supportive. But two provinces in particular went out of their way to condemn that legislation, but very interestingly, to invite Quebecers who are uncomfortable now to emigrate to their provinces. This was done in the province of Manitoba and in the province of New Brunswick. Both provinces have actually extended an invitation to workers who feel that they will be disadvantaged because of their faith in working in Quebec to emigrate to either Manitoba or to New Brunswick. That's a very interesting development.
And that's Professor Michael Higgins of the Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. And this is the Religion and Ethics Report on RN and your pod.